I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 74, right?
Yeah,
74. Big homie's house. Got the homies in the building. Got big homie JoJo.
Yo, what
to
do?
And big homie XO.
Hey.
The crazy light-skinned girl. How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Feeling crazy. Head ass.
We absolutely believe it. So how was y'all weekend? How was your weekend?
Mine was great. I took my daughter to Disney.
That looked like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a fucking lot, but it was fun. She enjoyed it.
Just down there with family?
Yeah, some family.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How was your weekend, XO?
It was good. Just got back in town yesterday.
From work?
Kentucky.
Damn, everybody was gone this weekend but me.
Yeah, he was here. What the fuck was going on?
Shit, wasn't shit going on. You know, shit, I had a little barbecue yesterday.
But the Kanye shit took place.
I was there. I definitely was in the building on last Thursday. Niggas had a whole listening party for an album that
didn't
come
drop.
Out.
That's typical Kanye shit.
I was ready for that motherfucker to drop. I thought, like, this shit was ready. But then I had to realize, like, I had seen, with, like, during the process of the listening party, I knew I had seen the 2 Chainz in the studio with this nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't hear no 2 Chainz song. So I'm like, so this nigga... He playing shit, but he not playing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit he played sounded good. So, I'm ready for Donda to come out.
I'm super excited. Are you a Kanye fan?
Who, me?
Any one of y'all.
No, I'm not. That's what I was going to ask. So, y'all really actually listen to Kanye?
I do. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
Where you are?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from here.
Okay.
Well, you from Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you listen to Jack Harlow?
Mm, I mean,
Jack Harlow. I like Jack Harlow.
Who else? Bryson Tiller?
Yeah.
Who else Kentucky got?
ESTG.
Who?
ESTG?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Who?
He's new. He's one of Yo Gotti's artists.
Yeah, Yo Gotti.
What song he got?
He got As Real As It Gets with Lil Baby.
Oh, okay.
He's new. I fuck with him.
I don't want to speak on that subject.
But,
it's a whole lot about that city and him.
No, what's going on? Tell us.
I don't want to get into it.
How you going to bring it up and then say you don't want to get into it? It's already here now.
Yeah, I can't speak on it because I don't really know too much. But the city look iffy about him right now.
What did he do?
No comment.
How the fuck you going to tell us?
You know, social media, that's what social media is for.
I don't have a Twitter right now, so I
don't have Twitter either.
So how do you know, how we know what's going on?
Sound you like gotta some, follow the right people in Kentucky, apparently.
Who the fuck do you follow in Kentucky?
You gotta be from Kentucky to know.
Oh, you know who's from Kentucky? Bonnie.
Bonnie?
Bonnie's from Kentucky.
She don't know.
Does she
shit.
Got a fat ass?
Yes. She got the fattest ass in America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know her?
You know Bonnie, too?
I know of her. Louisville, we small. We know. If you know.
Are you known in Kentucky?
I don't know. Ask about me.
So we say...
Who we supposed to ask?
Right? I don't know.
I guess we're going to ask Bonnie.
You ask Bonnie and Jack Harlow.
And Jack Harlow.
And ESTG when he get out of jail.
Oh, he got locked up?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a real post.
Yeah.
Okay. No, somebody said false information, so I actually...
Oh, well, shit. Allegedly. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he at right now.
We don't know. We don't live in Kentucky.
Right. No, he got locked up in Miami.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly. But why you don't like Kanye?
No, I don't have no problem with Kanye. I was... The post that was funny was everybody in Atlanta seemed to go to the release. And
that
I was just wondering...
Packed.
It was, but I was just wondering who actually is going to be, like, fucking with Kanye. That's what I was
saying. I mean, let's just understand that a lot of people went to say they went, like, on some clout shit.
Yeah, that's
they
what
just
I was
wanted
saying.
To throw on their Yeezys and shit and be like... I was there and take a picture.
That bitch was packed.
Yeah, it was. And I'm just thinking, how the hell, like, I got invited to go by a lot of people, but I'm just trying to figure out how the hell all the rest of these motherfuckers get in there. There's a lot of motherfuckers.
It was one white guy who snuck in.
I saw that.
Nigga had a fake credential.
Yeah.
He really got in because he's white and he looked like he knew what he was doing.
Right.
That's if you're going to sneak around and do some shit, you got to look like you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Cause you like hesitant and like, hey man, who the fuck are you? That's when you.
I'm out of here. That's what's going on.
Yeah, going home. That was.
You're out of here, but
But yeah, so shout out to Kanye and the whole Donda thing. Whenever that comes out, we'll
I
be ready for it.
I can't wait for it to come out, Kanye. Please hurry up. I can't wait. I know that you stand in the Ben Stadium until you get it figured out.
That, he just been walking around that motherfucker, too.
Chilling with the same. Why he got that stocking cap on his head
That? He's still fresh from yesterday.
Why he got that stocking cap on his head? Why he keep wearing stuff over his head like that?
He hot as hell.
What's that mean?
Donda.
No.
Part of me don't even think that's Kanye.
Why? That's damn Kanye.
Yeah, that is
you
Kanye
know his damn face when you see his
it's
damn
an imposter
face.
Kanye.
Shit. I mean, maybe he is the imposter within himself.
Ooh.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's some Kanye shit.
What the fuck is that even?
That just sound like some Kanye shit that I said.
Anyway, man, also, Rolling Loud went down this weekend. We had the homie India down there getting coverage on the story.
Yeah.
Going crazy, losing eyelashes and shit. That shit was hilarious. But, yeah, Rolling Loud happened this weekend. So what happened to Rolling Loud? The baby got a shoe thrown at him.
Yeah.
The baby jumped in the crowd.
He did. Feet first for some strange reason.
I was thinking, I'm like, damn, yeah, who the hell was that person at the bottom of that damn mosh pit?
That nigga jumped in feet, heel first.
Yeah.
Like.
I thought you were supposed to, like, go.
No,
like
yeah, you're supposed to dive in. Give him something to catch. Damn. That nigga dove in feet first. That is some nigga shit. He was feeling some way about that shit. Was he wrong for bringing out Tory Lanez though? Was that some dickhead shit?
I mean, no, because I think he did it to get a reaction from the crowd, and
yeah,
he
too.
Got it. Cause
he
it's
definitely
like,
got that reaction.
It's like, damn, oh shit, you brought him out. Like he just wanted to make a statement, you know.
Mm.
So I feel like that's why he did it. And then I mean, they cool. So shit, why? I feel like what's the problem? I know that they had whatever words because of the Megan Thee Stallion thing, but I mean, shit.
My question is though, you know, a month or so ago, we saw Partisan Fontaine Party talking real crazy over the internet to Tory and the baby over this Meg situation, and when them niggas is there, don't nobody get pressed.
It's
like I feel like you can't talk crazy over the internet no more if you. This your girl, and these niggas are out here, you know, gallivanting around, and don't shit happen to them when you're there.
And that's all about how social media people just talk on social media. Don't be about nothing.
But if something happened to you, and your nigga just go straight to social media, and when the time comes to actually do something,
that's a lot of time that went by.
No, it wasn't. That's not a month ago.
But it really
ain't really no beef though. It ain't like no beef. Like
man, the Partisan was talking crazy.
Did he say he was gonna beat his ass when he seen him? And did he say it was on site? Did he say any of that?
Let me pull my Googles up. But I feel like regardless, you can't say shit else online about that situation.
What I'm saying is,
true.
If anybody felt some type of way, then the baby should have stepped.
You say he should have stepped?
Yeah.
Why would he have to step?
Because dude said something to him, so now he needs to react and be like, what's that shit you talking about?
Let me see what this nigga said. He said, you a clown-ass nigga doing clown-ass shit and then trying to backpedal. Nigga, that's what it is. You don't ever got to address her again.
Oh, yeah, there was no fighting
shit.
There
ain't no beef.
Yeah, he did not want
to. There ain't no beef. Yeah. He said what he said, and that's it. Like, that's what I'm saying. If little baby, the baby felt any type of way, he would have, I think it was on him to say something.
He also says, you niggas is corny. A lot of you women is corny. Any nigga that shoots a woman is pussy. Any nigga that sides with it, condones it, affiliates itself with it, stands beside that type of behavior is a bitch. Any woman that supports it for any reason is a fucking bad, bitter, or confused.
It's blue. It's like right on the little console thing. It's real. No. That's not fighting
words. It's not fighting words, but it's talking real aggressive.
People do that all the time.
You can talk aggressive. Yeah. Like, you can probably feel some type of way about somebody and say something. That don't mean you want to fight them. You don't necessarily got to want to fight them.
So when niggas talk aggressive to me?
That's because niggas be talking shit on Instagram behind a fake profile to you. And then they be really talking that shit.
If you talking shit behind a fake profile to me now, I don't even react. Because
yeah,
first of all, you pussy.
Right.
First of all, you pussy. And I don't really take nothing you say serious. Because you talking behind a profile you had to make. So a nigga can't really see what the fuck you got going on.
Right. And I don't like that shit either. And I be having, like, weird, unknown fucking pages, like, looking at my story and shit. Yeah, that be making me feel some type of way. Because who the fuck is y'all? Who are y'all fake ass bitches watching my story?
You're a celebrity
what
now.
What do you want to know? You're a celebrity now. Just follow me. I'm going to put it on there. Why you got to hide your face? I want to know who the fuck it is. And why you want to know what I got going on? Crazy ass. Because
you're a celebrity now. That's why they want to know what you got going on.
You got
stalkers on your page too?
Mm-hmm. I will have somebody literally watch my story and don't even follow me on a daily basis.
Yeah, that me too. And, you know, all you got to do is go at the bottom of your views. Them are just people that stalking you. Because them are just people that don't watch you and don't follow you. That's what I do.
No, I have people that be in the middle of my views. They be people that I don't even know them. And they be watching my story. They don't follow me, though. And I'm like, I see you on here every day watching my story.
Every day? Yeah. Now, that's getting a little bit weird.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to actually go type in my name and then watch my story. But don't follow me?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. That's like, you might as well just follow me and just watch my story because I won't even think enough. I won't even think anything. But if I go to your page, I see you watching my story every day, and I go to your page, and then it just says follow. It doesn't say follow back.
Yeah, that's weird.
Some creep shit. Some real fucking
But maybe,
shit.
Oh, well, nah. You said every day. Yeah. Maybe they saw your shit.
Clicked it and wanted to see what I was doing on that day, right? No. Exactly. This shit is, like, consistent. Like, what the fuck? Creepy colors. What?
Anyway, I got a question for y'all. I seen this shit on social media earlier. So, like, say, you know how, like, women be having gay friends or whatever? They be having their gay homeboys, you know.
Talking about Ari.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's an example. So, is it disrespectful?
Come in. I thought you were talking about that. Keep going.
Is it disrespectful for, like, a dude girl to be twerking on her gay homeboy?
No.
So.
Like, super duper, like, twerk. Nigga, like, gripping cheeks and hips and all
about
that.
Ari and her
I'm not. I wasn't, but, like,
did
that.
Did you see that video, though?
No, I haven't.
I'll show you. So, basically, what's going on right now is, I guess people were saying, oh, Ari's being disrespectful to Moneybagg. How you being in a full blown relationship and you twerking on this man like this? And Ari's like, y'all shut the fuck up. That's my gay best friend, and I treat him just like how I treat my female friends. I twerk on him just like I twerk on my homegirls. So, I think it could go either way. Because a guy can be gay, but he still got a dick, I feel like.
Would you want your dude hugged up with his gay homegirl?
I wouldn't care.
What if she, like, super thick, though? Like, she femme gay, like.
Oh, she's femme gay.
Yeah. She gay. She like coochie.
Yeah.
I don't think
But she thick as fuck.
Yeah, and she just twerking on my nigga.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody twerking on my nigga.
What? So it's a double standard.
I mean, let's just understand that there are a lot of double standards that go on in the motherfucking world. Oh,
yeah.
Exo, what do you think?
I think it's okay. I mean, he's gay. And, I mean, not bringing on Ari because that situation, his dude was right there. Didn't even have no problem with it.
Mm.
So I think as long as the understanding they gay.
So what if the gay homeboy dick get hard? Is this
his dick? Not he don't like. His dick probably ain't gonna get hard.
He like booty.
But we don't know. What I just think. Yeah, he like booty. Yeah.
He like booty.
I just feel like it could go either way. Cause I don't think it's disrespectful.
I don't either.
But at the same time, I can see how a
nigga
man
be like, maybe pussy's not that bad.
I can see how a man could feel some type of way because it is a man, like, and it is still.
Don't twerk on your homeboys. Like, that's it.
If they gay, then what's the problem?
If it's gay, is there like if he's gay, it's like you're doing it with the female. Right. But in a man's eyes, he's still a man. He still got a dick. Like, you still feel his dick on your ass, regardless.
But
they're
not even thinking about that, though. That's the thing.
But it's not about what the person that who you're twerking on thinking about. It's about what your nigga thinking about. And niggas are very jealous.
Well, that's true. But
the image is bad.
Yeah, it is. But before you even twerk, you would know what your nigga. You would know. You wouldn't just do it on a random day. You would know if your nigga
accepted you doing it or not.
That's what I'm saying.
So overall, is it disrespectful for you for a woman?
Yes. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
No.
So your nigga can lean up on his gay homegirl titties, who got them big voluptuous ass boobs, but she gay.
First of all, who's gay is doing all of that? So why would he be even doing? Okay,
yeah, like, girl, why are you letting him do that? Yeah. I mean, why are you?
They home. Why are you? Why is your homeboy?
It's a turn up. It's nothing. It's nothing yeah. sexual.
It's, maybe that nigga having a bad day.
I think I want some Cheetos now.
But I do too. I'm hungry.
It's not. I don't think it's like.
Oh, something. Now niggas want Cheetos.
Yeah, is it ratchet if I put it in my hot sauce juice?
No, it's actually a great idea. Great ideas are born out of the ghetto.
I just think
the cup's right there.
There should be no reason why the niggas should be doing that with that girl.
Yeah, that was pushing it.
Like,
see, the difference is the girls, we hang out with the gay. They like girls, so it's not like
we hang out with studs too.
No, y'all fucking dogs. It's different.
We don't. Niggas don't hang out with studs.
Y'all hang out with dykes.
You said she was a pimp.
Studs, dykes, same shit. We be hey.
You said she was a film.
I'm just saying, for this scenario, yeah.
But it's over.
But I'm just saying, don't be twerking on your gay homeboy. All right?
Yeah. I can see that.
Is that such a tall order to ask?
If it wasn't asked before.
I mean, you got to say that. Like,
all right, you do.
Say that off rip first. Don't just be.
If you know your girlfriend got gay, don't be doing all that extra, but I mean. It's like the boundaries. Mm. The reason why she dancing in the club with her, he okay with that shit, you know? Like, you think she would just be doing that if he wouldn't accept him? So we shouldn't be worried about it because she apparently her nigga don't give a fuck.
Y'all toxic.
What?
Anyway, what you say?
I ain't say shit.
Oh.
I mean, you always trying to call somebody toxic.
Y'all are.
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Toxic. Where's sign? What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
You know, my mom's a Capricorn. She's a little bit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm crazy. Ain't no shame in my game. I know I'm crazy.
Oh, you thought she was playing.
I'm crazy.
Let me go to the next topic. So I seen a post online earlier this week. They said if you're going to take a girl out, you need to buy her a new outfit so she can look fresh.
I seen that dumbass shit.
Ladies, what do y'all think about that shit?
That shit, hella corny.
That shit some cap.
Yeah. That shit is bummy as hell.
Yeah, that shit is bummy.
That shit bummy as fuck.
First of all, a bitch made that post. It wasn't even a nigga who made it. It was a bitch who made it.
It was some niggas agreeing, though.
It was?
It was some niggas agreeing. You know, niggas gonna try to
niggas do be tricking now.
Simp their way into some coochie. Some online coochie.
Facts.
It's like, yeah, babe, I'm gonna buy you a new outfit. Yeah, straight from Rainbow.
Straight from City Trends.
Okay.
That's funny as hell. Nah, that shit is cap. Please don't do that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. If you
talking
to,
about you don't even know the why the fuck?
Like, especially if it's a first date.
I don't even want to fuck. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Like, what is the scenario?
Women can't, like, some of these women are struggling to get themselves together. So they
get
need
together,
these.
Like, what?
They need niggas to come and provide the new outfits.
You it's can't kind, wait it's, to say a bitch needs something.
They obviously they do.
No, they don't.
It's
kind.
It's kind of like somebody. Like you ever see how like homeless people always wear like giveaway shirts and shit, like from the radio station or like from music artists doing promos and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like damn, that album came out 4 years ago. You still wearing that shit? Niggas wearing a Kanye West Ye shirt.
It's stupid.
But it's giving me if she need an outfit on the first date. She don't need to even go out.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I was going out on a first date with somebody, and he was on a whole nother level than me, and he wanted to take me somewhere that I had to look like money. I had to look like money, but the type of money he had, I didn't have. I mean, I had money, but not that kind of fucking money.
Where was
I
going?
So I was just trying to figure out to this one place. So I was just trying to figure out, like, how... Like, what is it possibly that I could wear? Because I can't...
Like, in that situation, I feel like you would go the extra friends, you know, somebody that... You know what I'm saying? Get an opinion from somebody. Find something in your closet. I go to the mall. But I would personally never ask a nigga to buy me something just on the
phone. I mean, I'm not going to ask a nigga to buy me anything either. But what I'm saying is maybe, like, we have to play devil's advocate. We gotta play different scenarios. Maybe she going out on a first date to... I don't know. What was it? Quality Control birthday party? Yeah. I was invited to go there, and I'm like, I am not going. But, like, say if it was a first date there, and it's this girl that he met. He thinks she's real fly. She's cute. She got a great personality, and he want to take her there. And for the first, like, that's their first date. But she ain't got shit to wear.
So she ain't never been nowhere nice before?
I mean, I don't own a ball gown. And I've been nice places, but I don't own a gown.
Man, everybody wasn't wearing ball gowns at that shit.
No, people were, though. Nice dress or...
You don't got a nice dress?
No, I don't. Not no place that I'll go there.
You wear a pantsuit.
I would.
That would be
and I'll be fly as fuck.
I think that would be cute on him.
Thank you, period. And I will be fly as fuck. But what I'm saying is it could be, like, if it's a first date like that, and a nigga trying to take me somewhere like that, and he gonna want me to be on his arm, he gonna have to come, he gonna have to get me something. Cause I ain't gonna be able to.
Now, I understand. Now, that's different. I understand that.
I wouldn't be able to just pop up with an outfit that costs as much as his fucking shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about his shirt costs 50 bands.
Shirt costs 50 bands.
I'm just saying, like, niggas be splurging and niggas be like that.
Speaking of, I'm glad we on this topic and shit, talk about dressing nice and shit. Why? And this is a question for everybody. Everybody can answer this shit. Why are black people so enamored with the idea of a nigga wearing a suit? I seen a video of some niggas wearing suits walking down the street. And this caption was like, oh, this is so powerful. Why? Why do niggas like suits?
Because
a nigga could wear a suit and not be shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's rare to see a black man in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare to see that.
You've been to college. You seen any alpha fraternity ever? The niggas wear suits to the calf.
No, not suits
to the gym.
No. But we talking college, though. You know them niggas are in fraternities. We talking about we out of college now. Them same niggas ain't just out here wearing suits on a regular.
Yeah, because they sell insurance now. No, fuck with you. I'm saying, but like, when you see a nigga wearing a suit, do y'all think that's like a powerful image?
I don't think it's, mm-mm. I mean, yeah, in a way it is a powerful image because, why I say that is because it's a powerful image because it's not seen often that black men are in suits. So when you do see it,
what does that mean though?
You assume that he got some shit going on or that he's,
know what happened when you assume.
Yeah, I know.
Make an ass out of yourself.
But I'm just saying how it could be a powerful image. Because bullshit. When people niggas see it, they just suits. Assume that, oh, this black man is doing something great.
You know
this
last nigga I seen in the suit?
A great job.
That nigga that killed them people.
Facts.
Y'all think I'm coming to play around with you? God damn it, I'm not.
God damn it, I'm not.
God damn it, I'm not. Boy, that shit. Shot, man, that nigga did that shit.
Yeah, he did definitely do that shit.
But he was in the suit. He was. So according to y'all,
I think it's cap. I mean,
you just what she just say?
I'm just saying.
Like, let the record state.
You're not hearing me. I'm saying I do think it's cap, but I can see how that it could be portrayed as a powerful image because it's not often that you see a black man in a suit. So that is where I see where somebody can get that perspective from, why they can see how it could be so powerful. Now, with me, how I think about it, I don't give a damn. Yeah, like, either. I can think this shit is some cap. I don't give a fuck if you got a suit on or if you got on some J's or some Yeezys or whatever the fuck you got on. I don't give a fuck.
You got a wife beat on, man, as long as you about your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I'm saying is I can see how people can be so, like, mesmerized by the shit.
Man, we got to get past that shit.
We definitely got to get past it. And we got to get more black men in suits. And they need to get jobs that require them to wear suits.
What? Fuck that. No. We need jobs that pay well. Fuck that.
If you have on a suit, your job pays well. If you're going to work and you got to wear a suit, your job pays well.
My principal tried to get me to wear a suit to go teach kids.
Boy, please, bye.
I was in that bitch with Adidas track pants on. Y'all did not pay me enough to dress up every day.
Anymore. Exactly what you just said. Y'all don't pay me enough to dress up. Exactly what
But I also, I'm, and this is probably just me, I'm, niggas don't have dream jobs no more because I don't dream of working.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that shit is something of the past. Like, that shit gone.
It is.
Niggas don't want to, like, okay, it's shit I want to do, but it's not no shit to where I dream of, like, being, like, waking up and doing this shit for
to
another.
To go.
Yeah, clock in every day. Like, it's definitely shit I want to do, but I don't really dream of that shit. I dream of independence.
Yeah, me too.
Like, shit, having my own shit that makes money. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But even then, until, ain't really, like, everybody, everybody works. Everybody is under somebody to some extent.
Yeah, and I don't want to be that. I do the same thing. Like, I don't dream. I don't have a dream job either. My dream is to be, for me to be my own job, if that makes sense.
Is it a red flag for somebody you're talking to not to have any ambition? Like, you know.
It is a red fucking flag.
Why would you be with somebody?
Like, because I was having this conversation with somebody, and I was like, shit, what do you do for, like, you know, what do you see yourself doing? What's your dream job? She said the same thing, you know, like, I don't dream of working. Okay, I get that, but like, what do you do when you wake up every day? Like, you know, you work, everybody working towards something, you know. And the answer didn't really line up with what I was expecting.
Well, what
it
did
to.
She say? What was?
It just wasn't shit. Mm-hmm.
So what? She don't want to do nothing?
Yeah, well, I'm confused.
Because for instance, somebody asked me, so I've been working, I've always worked my entire life, and now I feel like I don't want to work anymore right now. Like, I done worked, I done saved money, I done saved up enough money to be able to put my time and my energy and my money into me, invest in myself, and build a brand for myself, and build a brand for... Yeah, for us and for my daughter.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out your daughter. She got, you got the, y'all got the same smile.
We got the same face. Like.
I was looking at that shit like, God damn, they got the same strong ass cheekbones.
I know everybody kept coming and was like, damn, y'all look alike. Damn, y'all twins. Damn, she took your face.
Her daddy didn't put in no work at all.
Put in no
on
damn.
The front
work.
End or the back end.
None of the none, zero zilch. But yeah, so if it's something like that, I mean, was it something like that, or was
That was like, it was like that, but it was to the point where like, so what do you do every day? Like, are you, so you have
what
goals.
What do you do every day to go towards that goal?
Yeah.
Like, to help you get to that.
Yeah, point? And it was like, I don't do nothing.
Nothing. I just wake up and be waiting for a nigga to slide in my DMs and take me out, and then I take his money, and then shit, just take pictures and then post it when we go out, and then boom.
And I was like, Cause I like that when women ask, "What do I like?"
No, but that be helping though.
No, when women ask, "What do I like?" That's the first thing I say. I like, I want a woman with ambition. I'm not saying like, I'm not gonna be the type of nigga say, "I want you to get your hands dirty," but like, shit, if you're not working a traditional job, then what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, you can, but I mean, it's not. I don't know, because you can wake up one day and shit, it just be on the table, it be on the floor, like, bam.
It's not on the floor for her.
Oh, okay, well, shit, damn, yeah. Sucks for her, but.
But no, but also women that meet these guys and they go to these expensive ass places and these dates and shit, and they go and they take their little pictures on Instagram and all this, and then now followers getting up and all that, now people want to fuck with them, and now they host this shit and whatever. That's a thing that can happen. Mm-hmm.
But I also said, that's why I said this weekend, I feel like social media is ruining the dating experience for everybody, because women see that type of shit, they'll see it from... they'll see it on social media, or they'll see it from somebody in their close friends or family circle, and now that is the shit that they want. But everybody can't be an influencer.
No, they can't.
Everybody can't be an influencer.
Maybe they can. Maybe
no,
they
no,
can.
No. Everybody cannot, because everybody, it's kind of like,
y'all don't have no influence.
Yeah, you don't. Like, it's a difference between, like, I think Ari is an influencer. It's
and
some people
why
like
is she an influencer.
Because she can influence, she has influenced people in Atlanta to purchase tickets to see her in the club at least 20 times this year. I don't know why or how they keep booking her at these clubs.
Because
people still keep showing
up. Because they like her. Women like her.
But people like seeing Ari.
Yeah, because she turned up, she have a good time, and she real, and she
she got that big wagon ass booty.
And bitches like real ass.
And a lot of women see themselves in her, so that's what they aspire to be. Exactly. It's kind of like somebody
it's
that.
Like, for me, I don't know. I wouldn't aspire to be like nobody.
What does that mean?
Growing up, you didn't aspire to be like anybody.
No, I don't. Not
when you was a little kid.
Not your mom or
yeah,
like
my mom. But I'm seeing something. I'm seeing like today. not Rosa Parks. But no, I don't think so. I always was taught that like me is just me. So like when I see people, you know, supporting Ari and all the other social media people, I just wonder like what goes on in their head. Like, that's all I'm just trying. Like, I love.
You got some small hands.
Do I? You have some big. Let me see your hands.
Let me see your hands.
Girl, your hands small as
small as fuck. She doing all this shit, and I'm like, no, God damn. No, really small because
I don't have nails on. But
nah, they small.
Your hands small as shit.
No, if I had nails on, they would be a little.
No, your hands still be small. You just have long nails.
Right,
and it would make it bigger a little bit.
No. I mean, yeah, I guess you're right because some nigga told me on my picture, he was like, "You got some long ass fingers," and I was like, "Asterisk, fingernails."
Y'all think I be lying? Women are delusional. All women want to live that same influencer lifestyle, even though they don't really have it like that. Like, shit, you gotta work on what you can work on. You can't be trying to live in other people's lane because that lane is crowded.
Exactly.
You gotta stay in your own lane.
Please stay in your own lane. You can't.
Some people don't know what their lane is, which is why they go out and look for a lane.
Well, maybe they should stay off Instagram.
They're not gonna ever stay off Instagram, y'all.
And that's why motherfuckers is not gonna be successful. That's why niggas.
Why do you think I'm going so hard to build my Instagram and build my brand, build our brand?
Your Instagram has been popping.
Yeah, it has. And I'm eventually gonna get to the point to where I will be an influencer. People are going to
but you already be like me. Okay, right. And it's cool. But you didn't want to be like nobody. You built your own self. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's different. But we're talking about the people that being in her. You start your own lane. You doing your own shit.
Right.
I'm talking about the people that's fought literally. Oh, she got this hairstyle. I want to be this hairstyle.
I'm not gonna sit here and act like there's not people that like people's Instagram that I look at and I'd be like, okay, this is what I want to do. I kind of want to do something down this lane that she's doing, or I wanted it to.
But
be
you
want to,
like but
this.
You want to take pieces of that. You're right, not trying to take the whole thing.
Yeah, you being your own.
People are trying to control C, literally. Control V in this motherfucker.
Man, right.
That shit don't happen like that.
It doesn't. So I feel like people need to like there are in the media industry, there are people obviously who I can see myself in, who I see kind of took the same route that I'm taking or kind of had the same type of personality that I have. But shit, the shit that I'm doing, I be like, damn, we really just got them trying shit out. It's not like we looking at shit every week and like, damn, all right, we need to be like this motherfucker. We need to be like this motherfucker. I hit you, be like, what you want to do? Fuck it, let's do it. Ain't really no blueprint.
And there's people out here that really is copying the next motherfucker's lifestyle.
Niggas copying us.
That's weird. That's weird as fuck, right?
It is definitely.
I be seeing shit on Facebook like, damn, we was just talking about that. Word for word. That's crazy.
Word from word.
Word for word.
Mm-hmm. I see it happen a lot.
You get what you want? What's on your list of shit to talk about this week,
Ms. JoJo? I had a couple things that I wanted to
spill
that
it.
I wanted to talk about. All right. First off, I'm going to ask this. Have you guys ever been pussy whipped or dickmatized before?
Pussy whipped.
Like, have you ever had some pussy so good, like, that you were dead ass doing some outrageous shit for this person? Or have you ever had dick so good that you were just out here doing outrageous shit for this person? Or
I feel like dudes shit? Get hit with that shit a lot more than women.
You think niggas get pussy whipped more than bitches get
dickmatized? Let me tell you why. Women have to get the dick first to get dickmatized. Dudes will go all out in the pursuit of the pussy. They will go all out trying to get that motherfucker. So even before they get the pussy, they doing crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But have I ever been pussy whipped? I can't say I have. I have a really good control over all my emotions. Like, I've never really broken anything or, you know, done anything crazy out of anger.
Does that mean you haven't really had, like, some great... Does that mean that you never had, like, great pussy?
Nah, I just have a great hold of my emotions.
See, like, some people can't control it. When they get that good dick, they can't control their like feelings, and they start acting fucking crazy. But I feel like when you are in control of you, the shit don't do nothing.
So I've always been a player type of bitch. Like, I ain't never let no shit faze me or nothing like that. I have. You can ask anybody. Always been that. Now, do I have emotions? Yeah, like when it comes to my nigga, like if he's my boyfriend.
That's what I was about to say. If you're in a relationship, that's a whole different thing.
Like,
I'm
that's
crazy.
Different. Like, yeah. But I'm saying, like, overall.
So, relationship gives y'all free reign to act crazy?
Yeah. relationships gives me free range to be in love and for me to be like a simp
and to beat his ass if he
and to beat the fuck out him. Stop.
Why do y'all be hitting niggas?
No, it's because let me finish. So
you and them little ass hands.
Don't let the hands.
No, for real.
Come on, finish.
So, what the fuck I was saying? Cause y'all made me fucking forget.
Free range to beat that nigga ass. And-
yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, so I've always been player or whatever when it comes to, like, talking to a nigga or whatever the case may be. But I had to sit down and play this scenario back in my head because I think, like, I was pussy whipped. I was dickmatized one time. Like, I had this nigga and he gave me great dick. Like,
it
was cool. It was cool. But it wasn't just the dick, I think, that had me, like, feeling some type of way. Because the dick was great, but he also, like, for our first date, he didn't tell me where we were going. We pulled up to a, I don't know what the fuck the shit is called, but he took me on a helicopter ride around the city. And then
you should be talking to
he took me to a helicopter ride across the city. And then after that, we got on this yacht.
And so this is the first date.
The first date, yes. Mm-hmm. And
niggas gotta compete with this shit.
Just
boy.
Listen though. Just listen to this.
Fuck.
Listen, took me on this yacht. And we got the yacht pulled up to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we had to like get off the yacht and go to the restaurant. So we went, we ate and shit. After that,
Did
I have a nice dress on? I don't remember what I had on. But anyways, after that, he was so cool. Like, we met, like, we was talking, it was cool. We left, we went back on the yacht, and we was on the yacht. It was nighttime. We couldn't get on the sea, whatever the case. So we just sat in the yacht and just was talking all night, and went back to his house, and we fucked the shit out of each other, okay? I'm talking about it went down. All right, it went down. All right, boom, after that, he was like, maybe a week later, he like, hey, I'm going to L.A. Do you want to come? And I'm like, yeah, bet. He's like, okay, well, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. So if you feel uncomfortable, bring your homegirl. I'll pay for her flight, pay for her hotel, pay for everything. She can come too.
Competing with.
So I'm like, okay, cool. So I invited one of my homegirls. So she came with us. He got us a rental car. He got her own rental car. Got me my own rental car. Got her own spot. Got me my own spot.
What did you do wrong? How did you ruin this, JoJo?
I'm about to tell you how I ruined it. Now, I told you I've always been player. I've been player, right? The whole time. So, we get to this mansion.
How long ago was this?
This was like years ago.
Like 5+?
It was about, it was like 3-4 years ago. And,
it was before or after your daughter?
My daughter was, she was born. So, like 3-4 years ago. My daughter's 4. So, yeah. So, we go to, we get there, and he pulls up to this big-ass, fat-ass mansion, right? I'm talking about
big,
it's
fat-ass mansion.
Huge. Like, the walls on the mansion are glass. They're see-through. Like, you slide them to open them, and then to close them, you got to pull them back type shit. So, we had strippers come. We went out. Like, we went to the club. The club was great. Like, we got bottles. The people who were people, we was over there with them.
The people were people.
Yeah, we went out to eat. We went down Rodale Drive.
Shout out to y'all
people. He took me shopping, got me all my, like, bags and shit.
Okay, speed this shit up.
I just got to just tell you, right? So he doing all this shit, and we're fucking. We go. We got strippers that came in the house. We throw money at them or whatever.
Did you fuck the strippers too?
No. So my homegirl had invited me to go. Don't rush my story either. So my homegirl had invited me to go to a party with her. And I was like, okay, bet. So I told him, like, hey, we're going to go to this party. We'll be back. Boom. We left. The party was over when we got there, and the party was, like, 2 seconds down the street. We didn't even know type thing. Like, we could have walked there. We come back in the house, and he in the tub, like, he in the hot tub with one of the strippers, and I lost it.
You went crazy.
Yeah, I went fucking crazy. I fucking flipped my shit. And then ever since then, we just been on some on and off shit. Like, we never had the same experience again. And so I had to sit back and ask myself, damn, did I go crazy because of the dick, or did I go crazy because of the experience and the dick?
It was definitely the both, the experience and the dick.
Because the dick was great. I'm talking about we had, like, this is the same nigga who I let spit in my mouth that time I told you about.
I don't remember you telling me
remember
that.
Remember we were talking about Trey Songz? We were talking about how he was spitting them girls' mouths, and then
I wish like, I never heard this.
This was a long time. This was, like, a long time ago when we were talking about this.
Yuck!
And I was like, I didn't let him just spit in my mouth, but it was, like, it just fell out. Yeah, it was just, like, fell out kind of thing. But anyways, our sex was just crazy, my experience was like that. So was I dickmatized, or was I just
you was
like what was it? Cause I was so pissed off when I seen him in that fucking
You fell in love with the whole aesthetic.
Bitch, I was so mad.
Was they like hugged up?
Nah, but
they weren't even hugged up.
Why the fuck he in the tub?
Why he in the hot tub? She a stripper. She a stripper, and she was trying to, like, fucking get paid for it. I know what the fuck was going on. Like, we was just throwing money on this bitch. She was just dancing and twerking all this. She see that all these niggas got money. Like, we was there. It wasn't just him. Like, all his friends was there throwing money. She knew they had money. So, you know what I'm saying? And you see that me and him were together because we throwing money on you while you dancing on me. And he letting you do it. Yeah. And then when I leave, all of a sudden, coincidentally, y'all in the hot tub. Nah, I'm finna beat the fuck out both of y'all.
And you ruined it.
Did you talk to him about it?
Yeah, we talked about it. We did. I mean,
you overreacted, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Damn, JoJo.
Because he wasn't my nigga, so it was kind of I still felt disrespected. Like, nah, you got me fucked up. Like, nah, fuck you and fuck her. And
now look at you. They probably happy together.
No, I still talk to Buddy. Like, Buddy still, you know what I'm saying? He still be coming through, but we don't do, like, the extravagant shit. Granted, we not in the same city.
It was Drake, ladies and gentlemen.
We not in the same city, so we can't, you know, do it.
Yeah, he's in Toronto.
But anytime he come to the city or anything like that, he definitely pull up and he definitely show love.
Y'all still be fucking?
Nah. No, because the last time I seen him, I had a nigga, and he was like, I respect that you got a nigga, so I ain't even going to try you.
Relight that 5-6.
Relight it.
Yeah, that.
Oh, flame. With him?
Yeah.
I can't.
You been digmatized?
Cause I would want to be in a relationship with him, and he got too much going on. I gotta stay away.
You from fucked him. It up, JoJo. You fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up.
I got a new nigga now though.
Already?
I'm saying you know what I mean.
Oh, y'all back together?
No, I'm saying, like, I got a nigga that's, like...
The tall nigga? All,
yeah.
Fashowski, for real? Oh, give me some!
He's not my nigga, but you know what I mean.
The tall nigga?
Yeah.
The tall nigga. I mean,
The
6'7
niggas.
No.
7'2 niggas.
For sure! Yeah! He been on your line? We call Shade Room. Hello?
Wait, this is Shade Room worthy?
No. Anyway, let me go to my question. So, I got a question. So, right. Say, XO, you paying attention? Put your little ass hands down.
Okay.
So, say you're cool with two sets of friends, right? Like, two people, right? So, these people, they are super cool, they in public and shit, but, like, one time you catch one of them talking shit about the other one, but you cool with both of them separately. You cool with both of them separately, but you catch one of them talking shit about the other one behind their back.
And they're friends, too.
Yeah, no, okay. they're best friends.
Okay.
Yeah, but you just cool with both of them separately.
Okay.
So, do you tell the other one that their friend was talking behind their back?
Do they? Are they talking shit to you, or you overhear them?
No, they're talking shit to you
about them.
Yeah, but
you answer.
I wouldn't even have a conversation. Once she start bringing the other girl, I'm like, I don't even do all that.
She right there, shorty. Yep. You can say that right there to her.
That ain't shit to do with me. See, when you engage in shit, you don't say shit. That's weird to me. I wouldn't be even discussing another bitch if she ain't around, and that's my friend.
Mm-hmm. Do people do that anymore? I haven't been around people who talk about people in so motherfucking long. Do they even do that anymore?
Hell yeah, they probably do.
I'm pretty sure they do. They definitely do.
Well, I'm going to have to say something. I'm going to say something to her, and I'm going to tell her, and I'm going to let her know that you're talking shit. And then I'm going to tell my friend, because first off, I'm going to check you, because don't be talking about my motherfucking homegirl, bitch.
But they friends, too.
So, Don't be talking about it. Friends. All yeah. of us are friends. Okay. It depends. Because then I might be like, here y'all go with this bullshit again.
But the issues never bubble off. They never bubble out.
See,
like,
if you don't say nothing, then and that's they when find out. They find out. That's when it gets messy,
right? But then, even if you do say something, it's still messy. Yeah. Like, damn.
But what if like? So what if they never say nothing and shit? They just like it never comes up between.
As a nigga, as a real nigga, you have to know your friends and you have to evaluate the situation. Mm-hmm. Overall, the right thing to do as a real nigga and a real nigga to your friends is to tell whoever it is that's talking about them to shut the fuck up talking about them and to say that shit to their face, and then to go back and tell your friend. Now, if you become messy. It is what it is. Yeah. You just messy ass bitch. Oh well. Like you had. That's what you have. That's what you have to do in a situation like that because if you don't, motherfuckers don't look at you funny. Mm-hmm. And the girl that you told to shut the fuck up, she might not be your friend no more because she like, damn, you just gonna tell her that I was talking about her. So it could go either way. Or the other friend could be like, damn, you wasn't gonna tell me that she was talking about me.
Exactly.
It's who you value.
That's how you just dated. You think it's who you value? But y'all both friends.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, y'all both friends equally.
Who you value more?
Like say, if I'm friends with JoJo and XO, and I hear JoJo talking about XO, like not even on some like fuck that bitch type shit, but damn, that bitch always, she don't never bring no money when we go out.
I ain't gonna tell her that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You like that. See, little comments like that ain't nothing to ring him. I thought you was talking about like that.
Like this girl talk about this dumbass bitch. This yeah. bitch gonna do
and
this.
If we all friends, we probably can talk her. Like
yeah, but okay. If you be like, damn, this bitch, I'll never bring no money. I ain't gonna. That's like a little side note. Like, thought
she
that
going
you
in?
Said
she like,
out loud.
Damn, this bitch broke as hell. This broke ass bitch.
I mean,
this homeless ass
if
bitch.
If she broke, she broke. If she's saying that shit and it's true, I'm gonna just sit there like.
Yeah, the bitch is kind of broke.
This shit broke.
She is broke.
That bitch still got some shit going on. I ain't gonna say it out loud, but I know. I know Keisha. Keisha ass gonna keep it 100. She gonna say that shit out loud. It just That's depends. Funny. Like, yeah, little comments like that you just stay out of. But if they like talking about your kids and your mama and saying,
oh no, yeah, nah,
type shit. Like, yeah, I'ma tell her, and I might not even tell her the whole thing.
Nah,
if
it was like that, I feel like you know what? Pause, cause we need to bring them in here so we can mediate this shit.
You sound like you want to fight.
Yeah.
Like, what's really going on?
Speaking of fight.
Here you go with this damn fight you keep trying to set up.
I am. I need it. I need it. I need Tekashi Academies. One of them.
Keep saying it.
Or we need to get like I do another media personality in Atlanta or a podcast or radio person. You know, I settle for that. Or a low-level rapper.
And get in the ring.
Yeah.
But what is it for? Is this charity?
We can do it for charity.
Yeah,
because
y'all not finna just be in there fighting each other for no reason.
Yeah, I want to put these newfound muscles to use.
Have you been practicing? Have you been training?
Yeah, we got a bag in the LA Fitness.
So you be training?
Yeah.
So you can't wait to bash your nigga head in?
Yeah, it depends on what type of fight we talking about. If it's boxing. Yeah, can I get some ice? That motherfucker hurt, boy. I feel like my collarbone about to fall off. But yeah, if we can do boxing or we do some UFC shit, you know.
What UFC shit you finna do?
I'm finna elbow a nigga.
That's it. You gotta kick people.
Yeah, I can kick them off. I can knee a nigga.
Let me see you kick somebody. Let me see it one more time. That weak ass kick.
I kick you.
That was a weak ass kick though.
Shut the fuck up.
Weak ass fucking kick. Who calling you?
I'm going to call you back in like 20 minutes. I apologize.
It was.
So, ladies, I got a question, right? So, y'all support hoes?
Yeah.
Y'all hoe friendly?
I mean, I support if you a hoe. It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Why does it depend? What does it depend on?
Because it just depends. It just depends.
It depends on what kind of hoe you are.
Yeah.
A ho-ho, like.
What's a ho-ho? That's the damn.
A ho-ho-ho, nigga, like Santa Claus.
Yeah,
like
obviously.
Shit.
Like a ho-ho, like a.
Yeah, like shit. This pussy costs this much.
I mean, I'm not going to judge her from how she make her money. Nah, she just a dirty ass hoe that's out here sucking random nigga dicks and fucking in the bathroom just because she just like.
Horny.
Multiple niggas at a time type shit, then no.
All right, so y'all support the whole life. Cool. So that brings me to my next question. So I feel like a lot of people that be supporting that shit only support it because it's somebody they don't know doing that shit. Like, yeah. So if it was somebody in your family, like somebody close to you in your family, you'd be supportive of their whole ways?
You gotta understand nowadays that's like a job. Yeah. Like that's the norm.
Yeah.
Like for women, I cannot just see how you women do it sometimes, but I do see it happen a lot and it is accepted and yeah. So I just be like, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody was like, yeah, I'm about to go out here and start selling pussy.
Sheesh. I'm gonna be like, why?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, don't nobody want to see they family members doing that shit?
I mean, I'm going to say why, but I mean, once she, like, explain why and whatever.
Because she like, yeah, I'm just down on my luck. I'm broke.
No, you saying, like, prostitution.
Yeah,
I'm
not
what the fuck is the difference?
Prostitution and being a hoe is different. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the difference.
Please tell me the difference.
Because
what?
Okay.
Because, huh?
Prostitution is you're selling your pussy on... Online, even though people do it on Instagram, which is the same, but it's like freely, like I'm selling my pussy. Like you can pay me this amount and I'm gonna fuck you and you're gonna leave. And then it's, hey, I'm dating this guy, we're talking, we went on a couple dates, he wanna fuck,
but he gotta give it
but
up.
He gotta give me something in return.
That's prostitution, my nigga.
It's not
that, is prostitution.
That's not promoting yourself.
That's modern day prostitution. No. It's the same thing. They don't walk on the strip anymore. They post pictures on Instagram.
There are some bitches who will fuck a nigga first. Just because, you know, he knows.
Because they're not dependent on that nigga to survive.
That he got money. But this is the thing. Prostitution is give me, this is prostitution. No, it's different. Because prostitution, you're going to have to give me the money. All right, let's fuck. Right. Bye. This over here is, it's not even a guarantee that this nigga is even going to fuck. Pay her or even give her money. None of that shit. So it's really just a gamble. Because when you dating this guy or you talking to this guy and he giving money, he don't know that he about to fuck her. And she don't know if she about to fuck him yet. She don't fucking know. So that's not prostitution.
So what the fuck am I giving her money for? For the hope of fucking? What the fuck?
No, I mean, like,
for the idea of a fuck?
Like courting her.
To get in the fuck pool?
Taking her out and shit like that.
Man, now, that's not paying for pussy. That's, I'm taking you out because I wanted to go out.
Yeah, but the reason why you taking a bitch out is because you're trying to fuck. You're not trying to build a relationship with this hoe. And we know that. You're not trying to marry these hoes. You're trying to fuck these hoes. You taking these hoes out.
So that's a prostitute.
You taking these hoes out to eat. No, it's not.
It's not a prostitute.
It's not a prostitute because she's not saying, give me money and I'm going to fuck you. Right. That's why. You don't know if she's going to fuck you or not. That is why you're taking her out, because you're trying to
see. So is she a hoe?
If you can fuck her.
So is she a hoe?
No, you don't know if she's a hoe or not.
We're talking about hoes. Hoes and prostitutes. So what does a hoe do in this situation?
A hoe is gonna fuck knowing a nigga is fucking, knowing gonna fuck with a nigga with money.
Knowing that she gonna get some money.
Knowing she gonna get some money from the situation.
Fucks.
Yeah, right. If she fucks.
And a prostitute is.
Give me the money.
Give me the money first. We gonna go in this room and we never talk again.
Yes.
That's
what. No, we gonna talk again because we gonna be doing this engagement again.
Well, that's not.
Well, if you wanna fuck me again, then give me some more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's prostitution. Yeah, yeah. This, on the other hand, is not. This is, we're dating. I don't know if I wanna fuck you or not. You don't know if I'm gonna fuck you or
but
not.
But I gotta spend money.
And you're not gonna give me no money in my hand.
I gotta spend money to potentially fuck you.
No, she just gotta know if you got enough money. Money to
why make does her money money matter in this situation?
Because money
is the root right now.
What do you mean? Because bitches is after money. Just like niggas is after pussy, bitches is after money. So really, y'all really just need to make an even fucking trade. And okay. Just
so everybody be a prostitute. So be a prostitute. Let's cut out the middleman.
Cut out the middleman.
So do y'all like prostitutes?
I can't just look on Instagram.
I just can't go to some nigga and be like, oh, you want to fuck me? Okay, that's 3 bands, 5 bands, or whatever. Weird. I'm not doing that because I have morals.
5 bands is a lot. So.
Is it? That's what I'm saying. Like, what is bitches selling their pussy for? Yes, you have. I'm not.
Who?
Whatever bitches who trying to, if they give you the right price, you going to pay for pussy. It's nothing wrong with paying for pussy. $40. Niggas is paying for pussy. Nigga, if this nigga that's on my line right now, right? He's steadily trying to holler. And I just hit him and I be like,
are we talking about a real nigga right now?
No, and I'm just saying, and I hit him and I'm like, look, just give me 3 bands right now and I'll fuck you.
One time. 3 bands is subscription-based pussy. I need that motherfucker every other weekend.
No, that's...
For the summer.
What I'm saying is...
3 bands?
Like that, that's how y'all... Like, I can't see how people be like that. Like, fuck it. I'm not even going to talk to you. Just give me 3 bands and I'll fuck you right now. I won't talk to you again. That's crazy.
I can't because 3 bands is a lot.
But niggas... But if I did that to a nigga...
Because I'm not even going to last long enough for it to be worthy of 3 bands. But I'm like, yo, we got to run this, we gotta run this pussy back.
That I'm talking to, we've been talking for a couple months, and I was like, yo, look, just give me 3 bands, and we'll fuck, and we'll just leave it at that. He will probably give me that 3 bands.
Oh, I gotta.
And be like, bet.
What you gotta say, Miss XO, with little hands?
So, like, today's world, that shit's normal as hell, one. Two, you know what? It's actually niggas on Instagram that will throw, they prostitute too, because they'll be like, you know, what you want? They already know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's not
what
like
you want as in dick or as in money?
Money to fuck.
Yeah. Well, they'll hit you like
they're tricks. Tricks. They're not prostitutes.
Okay, tricks. Yeah, tricks. But I'm just saying.
But we know
so,
that.
Right.
So all these niggas is tricks.
All of them.
Except for Kodak. Well, you will trick for the right one, for the right price.
Man, I have so much self-composure.
You will trick. If there is a bitch that got a big ass, and you be like, and you really want to fuck her, and but she be like, Kodak, just give me $500.
The ones who I want don't be selling pussy. I know they don't be selling pussy.
Nah, bitches be selling pussy. The ones you don't even know.
You're
and
right.
They be selling pussy.
Damn, you right.
They be selling fucking pussy. Now, they ain't going to do that shit outright, but you hit her with the right number,
man,
and the right date, she going to fuck you. And
but I feel like if you solicit a woman who you don't know, you don't even know if she sell pussy or not. But if you like, man, I got 200 for you. Shit, you gotta hit that right number the first time.
First of all, if you who fucking for $200?
Women are fucking for less than that.
I'm just telling you right now, if I was fucking for money, or is that what it's fucking for money? I ain't fucking nobody for no $200. What?
What you fucking for? What's the price starting?
A million.
Hey now, and as a manager, I get 20%.
A million. Fuck is you talking about?
Do you have
about?
A starter price? Have you thought about it?
Mm-mm.
You wildin'.
No.
My starter price is a lot lower than a million.
Well, I'm just saying, obviously, I'm not fucking for $1 million, but...
JoJo, if a nigga gave you...
A million.
JoJo, we'd understand, my nigga.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, y'all.
I just sucked this nigga dick.
Sucked this nigga dick for $1 million.
I got a Tesla, though.
Shit, I got a house.
I got 3 of them.
We outside.
For a million, hell yeah, shit.
Niggas look at me stupid. Right, bitch, you fuck this nigga for a million?
I'd fire you. You'd be out of here. Like, JoJo, you're obviously not business savvy.
Facts. Facts.
What else you got written down, JoJo?
So, you know we have a new segment called Ask JoJo, right?
Oh, we got somebody put something in that motherfucker. Oh, we got somebody Ask JoJo!
Yes.
What's up?
So someone wants to know, I have to keep it confidential.
Yeah, anonymous.
Yeah, so, dear JoJo, I've been dating this girl for months. And
it's a nigga?
Uh-huh. I've been dating this girl for months, and I'm really liking her. Well, she just told me that she has herpes.
I thought I was about to say a dick. Okay.
She has herpes. She has them cleared up. Every so often she might have a flare up, but it's Baby. Nothing that it's nothing that I need to be worried about.
I don't know.
Do I stay or do I go? Do I stay or do I go?
I mean, that's up to him.
No, I'm out of there. Like, if it was me, shit.
He been fucking with the girl. He fucking around habit by now. What the fuck?
How long they been together?
It's only been a couple months, I think.
Man, you testing your luck. You playing Russian roulette.
So, my response would be
to anonymous user.
If you really like this girl, apparently you do because you're asking for advice. I say that you should, you know, stay with her. He said that, you know, she only has flare-ups every so often, and
and because you know she does have herpes, and obviously they go, they don't go away.
That means she got one time to fuck your shit up.
Which is but that's why up. She takes medication. Right. She takes medication. He let it know. She takes medication, and he's perfectly fine. But when she has her flare ups, you know, they don't have sex. How long does the flare up last? Like a week, maybe.
So it's like a period.
Yeah. So like, if she were to have a flare, and she
told him, so I just feel like he should stay.
Yeah, I think she was being very.
Y'all stand with somebody that was honest about an STD? No, I'm. It's fuck, not I'm out of here.
You know it is her fault. That you probably all these bitches that you trying to fuck had STDs before.
I don't have no STD.
But all these bitches that you're trying to fuck, that's on Instagram, and they've had STDs.
Glory be to God, I ain't got that motherfucker. But amen, amen.
They got an STD and got that shit cleared up. She was being honest. I feel like she was being honest and she was being open with you, and she was letting you know that she had, you know, a STD that flares up every so often. It's not her fault she got an STD. Somebody gave it to her. Shit. And she's just letting you know because she cares, and she's giving you that option. So I feel like if she cares enough to do that, then I think you should give her a chance. Now, you gonna have to deal with what your niggas gonna say, cause your niggas
his
is
niggas
gonna.
Don't need to know.
Yeah, his niggas that's definitely
don't
need
to know.
You
don't even need to tell nobody at all.
Yeah, until it's time for the family reunion, and she got all shit all on her damn face.
No,
and like,
he didn't say which part, because it's two different type of herpes. This type.
Well, everybody type. Got one type.
What?
The like niggas be getting cold sores forever.
Well, yeah, listen, they say cold sores is really. Yes, I'm that's what her flare ups are.
Oh, the cold sores.
Yes.
Shit. Oh, okay.
Not on her vagina. Oh, on her mouth.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. I don't yuck. Know. Yeah. Damn. I thought something she could hide.
No, she can't hide it. No, but I mean, it's like a cold sore. Like people get cold sore. I'm not saying like her whole face break out, but she get like a cold sore. Like she, people get cold sores, that's what she gets. But that's
really
what she gets
person,
it because she got her piece.
I don't know. That's his decision. Look at you. So you leaving? You love you?
I'm out of there. That's my worst fear.
That's just out. Like you find out your girl got cancer. You gonna leave?
That's fucked up.
If I find
shake it.
If I find out my girl got cancer. How long we been together?
Oh my god.
A couple months.
You just terrible.
3-4 months.
A couple months.
That's fucking terrible. You gonna go out by herself?
She was. Why I gotta go through this trauma with her? So if you find out the person that you talking to has a terminal illness
for 3 months, you probably be.
You find out they have a terminal illness. Y'all
staying? Y'all been together for 3 months. Y'all gonna stay or y'all gonna go?
Like you find out, yeah.
Man, that's some fucked up shit. Karma is gonna come around. You gonna leave?
What the fuck is karma? What was their karma to get them that shit? Ouch!
Thank you for hitting him.
Oh my god.
What? I'm just saying. So you find out somebody that you're talking to has a terminal illness. This shit terminal.
Why wouldn't you stay?
I would not up and leave. That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, that is.
And so I don't mean you have to be in a relationship. You be there still for them.
Yeah, like, you don't have to be with them, but don't just be like, bitch, you got cancer. Fuck you. What? Like, and then if she was to die the next day, you would feel bad.
I would have felt bad if I decided I was going to be with this motherfucker, too. Like, damn, my girlfriend just died. Now it's just like, this person who I used to be with just died.
And you never know. Maybe God put you in that position to be with that person. Like, you know what I'm saying? She didn't plan cancer.
Or maybe that is my karma, being with somebody with fucking cancer.
I'm not going to laugh. It's not funny. I'm not. You play too much.
What? I'm just saying, like, damn, that's fucked up for me. Because, like, why I got to deal with this trauma? Somebody who I got to fall in love with you and watch you die?
I mean, you don't even know. You don't know her like that.
If it's been 3-4 months, I'm a Leo, nigga. I know what I like. So,
you're a Leo.
Yeah, I know what I like. So, if we talking.
It is Leo season.
It is. Because you know what Friday is? My cash out.
Yeah.
Yeah. 31 Savage.
You turning 31?
Old ass nigga.
Damn.
Old as motherfucker.
That's crazy.
What the fuck is down there? Wow.
Your birthday Friday?
That's crazy.
Because I got cupcakes, my nigga.
Damn. Happy birthday,
to
homie.
To you, okay?
I did not expect this shit. That's crazy as fuck.
And I got candles.
Ooh, we got candles.
Wow. That is insane. Shout out JoJo. Shit. Shit, JoJo.
I know. You my nigga, boy. Your birthday's all about that shit, nigga.
I'm gonna be out of town, so that's why I'm like, yeah, damn, I ain't gonna be here.
We're recording this a few weeks in advance, so this shit gonna not come out until like the middle of August. But yeah, damn.
This shit ain't gonna come out to the middle of August.
Shit.
Well.
Niggas got cupcakes.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, shit. That's episode 74. The big homie's house. What the fuck? Wow. Okay. Episode 74 of the big homie's house. We got the homies in the building. Big homie JoJo. Big homie XO. And we got these motherfucking cupcakes. It's up. Episode 74.